And Ray Huxley is with us to go through this meeting today on the synthetic course at Geelong. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thanks, Nadia.
What do you make of today's meeting?
Finished strongly.
Good to hear on a Friday afternoon.
Okay, but we finished strongly.
Oh, good, good, good. Let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over the 2,200 metres, and here there are no scratchings. We've got number two, Shouting the Mob, who has come up favourite after a recent placing at 2.40. Jimmy Jim's at $8.50, down to Tarrier Tea at $8, $6.4 the Banana Stand. A Trinket Chick is at $6, and then you're looking at both $10 for the bottom two, Bocaine and Dane's Riker.
Yeah, he's very short, number two, but his two runs have been very good. He started off in a 1,200-metre maiden here. They were much too slick for him. He settled down last, made up a good bit of ground in the home straight, only got beaten 3 1/4 lengths, and then they jumped him from 1,200 metres up to 1,900 metres here last time on a track that was suiting leaders. He came from worse than midfield, got up and ran second behind Sistine State, only beaten a length and a quarter, and was hitting the line well. Now at his third start in the race, he's jumping up to 2,200 metres. The way he's been finishing off, he is going to be suited by the trip, and he does appeal as the likely winner. I just think he's a little bit under the odds. I've gone for him to beat number six, Tara Itty, who's had the two runs back from a spell and is shaping as though she's looking for a bit of ground, and then 10 and 9. Two from 6, 10 and 9.
Two from 6, 10, 9 in race one. The second, this is a maiden over 1,300. You can take out runners 1, 10, 15 and the 16. We've got number 4, Simeone at 4.40. Then you're down to the 9, Bunker Buster, who was a 3.30 chance set to resume, 3.60 for Runway Queen. And then you're looking at Four Koalas, who's at $4.80.
Yeah, Bunker Buster appeals pretty strongly to me here. He is first up. He hasn't raced since April. Had two runs in his first preparation. Very, very green on his debut when he finished seventh in a field of 14 at Ballarat. He was all over the place. And then his only other run was at Sandown, when he was very, very keen to get on with it, wanted to over-race a little bit, and held on very well to run third, only beaten 2 1/2 lengths behind Merchant Navy, and then they turned him out for a spell. The David Hayes, Tom Dadnick, the Hayes Dadnick stable, fabulous record in these races at Geelong on the synthetic track there. Horses seem to really enjoy the synthetic ground, and the fact that they're putting him in a 1,300 maiden first up suggests to me that he's very forward, so I think he's the one to beat. I think the danger's always called Four Koalas, number 13. This was quite a handy run last start. He ran ninth, but he was only beaten 3 lengths, and he had no luck at all getting a clear run at them. I think this filly is a bit of a danger to the favourite, number 13. We then go to 4 and 12 as next best. 9, 13, 4 and 12.
9, 13, 4 and 12 in race 2. Well, the third event today sees come out runners 3 and 12. And in this race, we've got number 2, Bond for Glory at 4.80. We're down to the 7, Uzaley, who's come up favourite here for Maddie Ellerton and Simon Zara at $2.40. Voyant is at $4.60. Then you've got Heart of Eden, who's a 6.50 chance.
Yeah, Uzaley, I think, is one of the better bets on the program. This mare has been placed the last three runs. They've all been pretty good. She came back from a spell and ran third here behind Quick New Chick and was beaten only 3/4 of a length, ran on really well. And then last start ran second to the Bont here, only beaten her neck and probably didn't have a lot of luck in running from a wide barrier. Much better draw here. I think she'll be winning. Number 8, Voyant, is resuming from a spell. These two clashed, the 7 and 8. The Uzaley and Voyant met in a race at Yarra Valley back in February. And Uzaley finished 2 1/2 lengths in front of Voyant. I think she'll be finishing in front of her again. And number 2, Bond for Glory, was better last start. And next best, number 11, Heart of Eden, 7.82.11.
7.82.11. Look, we go over to race 4. This is a maiden over 1,000. And we've got number 1, Princeton Spirit at 6. Down to 9.50, Flying Frenchie. Sir Comey at 5.50 is a first starter for Lee and Anthony Freeman. Then we're down to Dits and Dars for Henry Dwyer at $5.50. Sansi's Diamond, who's had the three runs back this prep, has come up favoured at 2.70, and then you've got Shake That, who's at 6.50.
Yeah, I think the favourite's a little bit too short here. She did run second to Osirietra here last start, and he got beaten the length and three quarters. That's probably the reason why he's a bit under the odds. I think the one underneath it, Jake, that has got a very good chance. So went okay on debut on the synthetic at Pakenham, was very green, and then good run at Coleraine the other day. It hit the front in the straight, looked the winner, got nailed right on the line. She's an improving type of filly, and at the odds, I think I might prefer to have something on Shake That at the odds on an each-way basis than Saucy's Diamond. Sansi's Diamond, obviously going to be hard to beat, but 270s, rock-bottom odds. Then go to number six, Dits and Dars. It led them up last start. It's probably fitter now. And Lee Friedman and Anthony Friedman's first start at number five, Service Como, I put in as next best. Tricky little affair, 12 from 11, 6 and 5.
12, 11, 6 and 5. We're up to the quali legs now. Race 5 being the first of those, a benchmark 70 over 1,000. Here you can take out number 5, and we've got the 1, Sullivan's Paddock, who's at 9.50. The 2, Roy Alec, who's had the two runs back this prep, has come up a short price favourite at $2. Zellamore 6, Invincible Joy at 4.20, North Capes at 9.50. Dragon Artist is a 7.50 chance.
Yeah, I like Invincible Joy here. The even money favourite, Roy Alec, pulled up with a bit of a respiratory problem at Flemington last start. Before that, it was a very good run, first up from a long break, former Perth galloper. I just think it's a little bit under the odds too. Invincible Joy does go very well on the synthetic tracks. Had five starts with two wins and two seconds. The other run was her last run when she suffered a bleeding attack, and she got a 3-month suspension over that, or he rather, not she. He's, as I say, he's formed before that on synthetic tracks, very good. He's got a lot of speed, good barrier here. I think he'll lead and take a lot of catching. And number two, Roy Alec for second. Yeah, it was an excellent run first up here. If you go on that, it will be hard to beat, but gee, it's under the odds. Then number three, Zellamore, and number one, Sullivan's Paddock. 4 from 2, 3 and 1.
4, 2, 3, 1. Sixth event. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,900. Take out the 9. We've got number 2, Nimbo Stratus, at 4.80. 4.40 for Solid Rod. Weaves at 4.80. Gee, we've got a lot of horses at a similar price here. We've got down to two equal favourites now. The 5, Sistine Saint at 4.20. Beach Gods at 4.20. And you can tell this market's got a lot of chopping and changing to do before start time.
Yeah, probably. Those horses, Nimbo Stratus number 2 and the two favourites, Sistine Saint and Beach God, they're all regulars on the Friday circuit here. So I'm going with someone different. Number 4, Weave, who finished very strongly at Mildura when it resumed from a spell. It hadn't raced since March and definitely should have won. Got into trouble when making its run, and with a clear run it would have won. As it was, it got beaten neck by a handy galloper in her command. Has raced on the synthetic, only run the latest run, it did run quite a handy second. It's a get back run on type of horse, Weave, so I put him on top, number 4 ahead of number 5, Sistine Saint, who led all the way to win last start. Number 6, Beach God, and number 2, Nimbo Stratus. There was only a half head between them when they met here recently. Yeah, I go 4 from 5, 6 and 2. You need all of them.
4, 5, 6 and 2. Well, you're silly not to. Look, we go over to race 7, and this is a benchmark 70 over the 1,300. You can take out number 8. Well, he's promised plenty here, the 1 Wolf Street Wolf, and you're taking an odds-on price at $1.85. Sir Mask at 8, Kalama Bay at 4, Costa Bombers at 5.50.
Yeah, he's very short. He does look the winner. He's had two starts here and he's won them both very easily. He's also won on the synthetic at Pakenham last start. It was a good, solid win there. He's a pretty good galloper. He's not quite up to city class, but he looks too good for these. 1 from 3, 4 and 2.
1, 3, 4, 2. Race 8 is a 1,200-metre benchmark 64, where runners 1 and 11 come out. Now we've got number 1, Channing, at 4.20. 3, Sister Kitty Mac at 9. Then you're down to Sweet Perfume, who's a 2.90 chance. 5.50 there for Lomi. And you've got Queen Becky, who's only had the one start that resulted in a win. It's a $5 pop.
Sweet Perfume, was that 2.90?
Yes, 2.90.
Gee, that's good value. I think she's the best of the day. Her first up run the other day, when she was a $2 favourite at here, she got back. She was wide all the way. She had to make her run very wide. She came from midfield and didn't begin all that well, and ran second, only beating the neck behind Esprit Finale. I think this is a very similar race, and with that run under her belt, they've also put blinkers on her for the first time. Gee, I think she will be winning. 7 from 2, 10 and 9.
7 from 2, 10, 9. Ray, what about a best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
Yeah, it's a long wait, but I think she'll be winning the last. Race 8, number 7, Sweet Perfume. I think the value bet is in race 6, number 4, Weave. And for the Quadrella, I think the first leg we can get away with 2 and 4. The second leg, 2, 4, 5 and 6. The third leg, I think 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm only taking Sweet Perfume, number 7, one out in the last leg.
Good on you, Ray. Good luck today and have a good weekend.
Thanks, mate.
There is Ray Huxley with his look at the meeting today on Geelong Synthetic. It's now 27 to 11.